Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2644, Making the Case for Higher Pay, Why 3% Raises Suck, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into today's post and start the week as we optimize your life. Making the Case for Higher Pay, Why 3% Raises Suck, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. The three things I write about, which will let us reach financial independence, are how we can spend less, save more, and invest. One of the easiest ways we can save more is so simple, it's brilliant. Make more money and keep our spending flat. The three-step plan for this is so simple, even Miley Cyrus could put it into action. Number one, make the most money you can. Number two, create a lifestyle where you spend the least amount of money possible. Number three, by nature of steps one and two, you automatically increase the amount of money you save. Invest this. I put this plan into action in 2010, and I want to share the results of what will happen with my own chart of expenses, income, and savings. Over the years, as my income increases, my savings increases. Meanwhile, the amount of money I spend has slowly decreased. At this point, my expenses will flatline, step two, because I've ratcheted down my spending as far as I want to. Therefore, in the future, my savings should mimic my income. If I make a dollar more, I'll save a dollar more, step three. I want to talk about step one more, making the most money. First, pretend for a minute we're graduating from college. For some readers, that will soon be a reality. We're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to make the most of our degrees. We land our first job and we're really excited because all that hard work in school has paid off with a salary of $50,000, roughly the starting salary for new graduates across all degrees. Cool, we can afford all those good microbrews now. We bust our ass at our job, crank out excellent work, but at our first yearly review, we're in for a rude awakening. What's this? A $1,500 raise? You're kidding me. Typical merit raises over the last few years have hovered around the 3% mark. While that's nothing to celebrate, it should meet and slightly exceed the inflation levels that make everyday goods and services from eggs to healthcare go up year after year. But we're better than that. We're performing. We should be compensated more for our work. And I want to make sure that you are, not only because you deserve it if you're a top performer, but because of the huge difference it makes in your lifetime earnings. Your future self will thank you. Let's check out three different scenarios and then a real life example. Number one, 3% yearly raises. We show up, go through the motions, and get a clockwork 3% raise every year for 43 years until we retire at 65. Using the compound interest equation, we can calculate the salary we'll make when we're 65, about $178,000. This adds up to a lifetime earnings of $4,452,420. Number two, 5% yearly raises. We show up and put in extra effort, get a promotion here and there, and average a 5% raise every year until retirement, which is a $400,000 salary at 65. This adds up to a lifetime earnings of $7,557,150. Number three, 7% yearly raises. We show up, do an awesome job, regularly receive promotions, change employers a few times for better opportunities, and average a 7% raise every year until retirement, which is about $900,000 salary at 65. This adds up to a lifetime earnings of $13,306,043. A real world example. The following is a real salary history. It's the exact sort of salary increases we want to strive for. 2006, starting salary of $39,000. 2007, a 7% raise to $42,000. 2008, a 19% raise to $50,000. 2009, time off for travel. 2010, new job with a salary of $65,000, a 30% increase. 2011, a 30% raise to $85,000. 2012, new job with a salary of $100,000, a 17% increase. This guy averaging 17% yearly raises over 6 years is certainly not alone. There are tons of people doing the exact same thing and managing their biggest asset, their career, effectively. Okay, so averaging 17% yearly raises isn't sustainable for a long period of time. Even averaging 7% yearly raises over the course of a career isn't sustainable for most of us. The point, however, is to make as much money as possible, as fast as possible, so that out of the gate, we're saving more. Eventually, we'll hit a ceiling and our raises will be in that 2 to 3% range. That's not a problem, but that point shouldn't come for 15 to 20 years after we start our career. You just listened to the post titled Making the Case for Higher Pay, Why 3% Raises Suck by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think Chris makes a great case for chasing higher pay. It certainly plays a big role in increasing your savings rate. I personally was hyper-focused on increasing my income for quite a few years, and it paid off. Over a 3 to 4 year period, I received 3 20 to 25% raises and reached my goal of making six figures before I was 30 years old. But I will tell you that chasing more money had diminishing returns over time for me. And I do think it's important to be careful when it comes to chasing more money because it often comes with more responsibility, time commitment, and potentially stress. The last time I was up for a raise, I asked for something else, more time and freedom. This was when I moved to Cincinnati from New York City and convinced my employer to let me work remotely before it was the norm. I also took a 2-month sabbatical back in 2017 to walk the Camino de Santiago, which is a 500-mile trek across Spain. This post made me think of a fantastic book by Cal Newport called So Good They Can't Ignore You. I highly recommend it, especially if you're early on in your career. Cal talks about how at a certain point in your career, you can start leveraging your career capital to gain more autonomy over your time and your work. This is the route I chose to explore because I realized that one of the key reasons I'm pursuing financial independence is so that I can have full autonomy over my time. So to be able to experience that before I actually reach financial independence felt like a no-brainer to me. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Tuesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.